Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. RX Experience, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk, the talk show that helps you reach your potential and become the best version of you. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. So glad you're here. Go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show, too. Look. I'm excited about the show today. I'm excited about being here today with you. I want this to be an experience. The reason we call that this is we want you to join with us wherever you are, however you are, wherever you are, and we want to see you win. I want to see you be able to take something that we use today, that we talk about here, and be able to use that for yourself. I want you to take it and apply it to your life. We want to teach you something. I want you to experience something new in your life. The light bulb goes off and you want to lose weight. The light bulb goes off and you want to do something better for your family. The light bulb goes off and you want to just become better than you are before you got on here with us. Like, we want to help you. We want you to leave here with something, you know, that makes your life better. That's our key. Like, that's our mission statement. We want you to become the best version of you. And we just want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of your daily life and help you and walk with you in that journey. You can always give me a call. This is a caller-driven experience. So we want you to call and be a part of the show. You can do 888-283-7272. We're here for you each and every day, no matter what. All right, speaking of that, let's get on the phones and go with Stuart. Hi, Stuart.
Have a low sodium content. And have high blood pressure. I was wondering if it was anything natural that would build up my sodium. They've got me on a new medicine. I start as soon as it gets in. It's very pricey. And that's the answers I'm looking for. Thank you very much.
You got it, buddy. So here's the thing. With low sodium, but yet you got high blood pressure. So a lot, there's a big myth. Now, regular table salt and the kind of sodium that's in a lot of the like TV dinners and frozen meals and that kind of thing, that salt is not good for you. But there is another type of salt, we can put it in the sodium category, that is actually very good for you. Many times we're very deficient in minerals. Matter of fact, most people are deficient in minerals because we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. We just don't. Okay? And it's been recorded that about 1.5% of Americans actually eat fruits and vegetables. That's crazy. That means that, like, you know, 98% people don't. So because of that, it makes us very nutrient deficient. And when you're looking at sodium, the best form of sodium is in what's called pink Himalayan sea salt. There's so many minerals that are naturally packed in that pink Himalayan sea salt. So I would encourage you to start there. I would encourage you to really start with that. And you can just add a certain amount. Like, I know it goes against all the traditional thought for blood pressure. But many times, if the adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, if they're not getting everything that they need, if they're not getting filled up with the nutrients that they need, then it's going to cause an imbalance anyway. So I have seen many times that when you add just a little bit, it doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, a quarter of a teaspoon is not a lot of salt in the pink Himalayan sea salt. Because now you're adding minerals to the body, not just sodium. You're adding all the minerals. And remember that it's minerals like magnesium, which naturally occur in that pink salt, that lower blood pressure. Okay, so you've got to give the body sodium because you've got a low sodium count. You want to at least bring it up to baseline, but then you also need the other natural occurring minerals as well that can help the body function better, and magnesium is one of those. Matter of fact, magnesium is something you can take by itself. It's one of the top minerals you can use. You always want to take it with food, and in my opinion, you always want to take it with your evening meal because magnesium has a real strong relaxation effect on the body. It relaxes the body and the muscles, so it allows you to sleep better. Matter of fact, when people have sleep issues, we use magnesium and they get fantastic results. And you can get that from certain foods as well. But I would look at that. So from your low-sodium diet, don't just think salt, get rid of all the salt, how am I going to eat it? But there's also a natural way to do it. And this is like one of my favorite things to encourage people to do. And it should be part of your morning routine. I made this part of my morning routine, gosh, it's been probably a decade now. But it's something I do every morning. Like every morning for me, when I get up. So let me just say this. The best form of natural sodium outside of the pink Himalayan sea salt, and I take the pink Himalayan sea salt, like I take it about 3 times a day. And I'll put it in water and drink it. I mean, I just take it, and it's phenomenal. But one of the best natural forms of sodium that will not affect blood pressure, it actually lowers blood pressure, is celery. Celery and celery juice is nature's number one form of the kind of sodium that our body needs to function at its highest level. If you eat a bunch of celery and drink celery juice, it's loaded with sodium, but it lowers your blood pressure. Go figure. That's what I'm saying. Like the table salt versus celery is like not even in the same category. Okay. So one thing I've done my whole, I like for, you know, like I said, a decade or more, is I do celery juice every morning. Now I travel a lot. And so I found an organic celery powder that I use and I carry it with me. But every morning, no matter what, I do an entire lemon. This is what I do in my shake. My smoothie, I do a smoothie every morning. Shake every morning. First thing I do. Okay? But in that, I do an entire freshly squeezed lemon, and I do the celery powder. So that's what I do every morning. That, and then, of course, I've got protein powder, and I have fruit in the morning. That's my main serving of fruit. I don't do a lot of fruit. I do mostly vegetables because your body can only handle a certain amount of fructose, which is a fruit sugar. They've got great antioxidants in them, but I limit my fruit. I don't do a whole lot. And I do a ton of vegetables. But that's kind of my routine in the morning. And celery is phenomenal. Matter of fact, with people with blood pressure issues in our coaching program and our providers using our coaching system, is we use celery in a great way. And it helps to lower blood pressure. It really does. Supports the body in an amazing way. 888-283. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Also, send me an email. Go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. Asarx.com. Now, I want to talk just for a second about breastfeeding with women and how the milk is super important. So, they're saying now that obese moms that do breastfeeding should be a little concerned because they want to make sure that whatever led to the obesity, right? If it was poor habits, too many calories, the wrong kind of foods, that the moms need to be cognizant of what they're putting in their bodies. A study that was done recently at the Cooper University Healthcare Center, and they found that they tracked more than 700 women 6 years after they gave birth, and they were talking about the quality of the milk and also based on their BMI. So women that stay in the obese category breastfeeding, they just, no matter what, if you're working on losing the weight, make sure that you're eating the right kind of foods, like eating an anti-inflammatory based diet, plenty of whole-based foods, plenty of lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, not a lot of processed carbohydrates, like breads, pastas, cereals, crackers. If it's kind of a man-made or manufactured food, like eat an apple, not a apple Pop-Tart. Right? It's like eat potatoes, not french fries, right? Like if it's been modified, that's what I mean when I say a whole food-based diet. If you want to eat foods in the way they were originally designed, it's the way that your body's going to process them the best. When you're making milk, though, your body is nursing mothers, remember that the foods you put in every single day, the quality of those foods are going to develop the quality of the milk that goes to your baby. So if you think that way, it's going to help you make the right kind of choices. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Asa RX Experience. I'm Asa, here with you every single day to help you and get you to the next level with your health and with your life. Make sure to give us a call, 888-283-7272. And also, you can go online, asarx.com. All right. Let's talk about kids for a minute. Okay? I love kids. I love our next generation. I love seeing them make good choices. I have a daughter. It's so much fun to watch her grow up and to develop and to make good choices and to struggle with things and to overcome them. And it's just awesome. But now kids are showing, and I kind of understand this, the kids are showing a large sign of stress in their lives. There's a lot of demands on kids right now. 43% of parents said their children were arguing more. 37% reported increased crying and whining among the children. And 34% said their children seemed to be worried and anxious. 44% reported stomach aches. This is from WebMD. 38% children had nightmares or sleeping issues, and 20% reported decreased appetite from stress. And then 20% of parents said their kids need to go to behavioral counseling and therapy. So, like, the question is why? So, the one place, this really breaks my heart. The world is tough enough, right? As a kid, you're growing, you're developing, you're doing your best to become, you know, just to navigate this world and learn about it. And I think that more than anything, as parents, it's our jobs to create an environment for our kids that is a peaceful environment. Because in a world where there, a lot of times there's not peace, and now more than ever there's so much unrest, you know, kids are already dealing with so much, especially as they get into their preteens and teens, that they're trying to figure it out, see where they fit in and where they belong, and all of that. I think as parents, like if you're in a home and you're married, like don't make that a stressful home. Don't make that a battleground and a war zone so your kids are dealing with that. And don't make your home should be a place of peace. And whatever you've got to do to make that happen, you need to make that happen. Because the environment you're giving your kids is up to you. Like, you're in charge of that. They're not. They're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. They're a teenager, even 14 to 15. Like, your number one job is to keep that peace at home. Not to bury your issues. If you got stuff going on with your spouse or partner or whatever, you need to work that out, but you work it out behind closed doors. You don't work it out in front of the kids. You don't create drama in that home, in a place of unrest or uneasiness. Because the stress that these kids are going through, like, these kids don't just get stressed. You don't have a kid with an eating disorder because of just themselves. Like, there's stuff that creates that. There's insecurities that form based on their environment. And yeah, things can happen at school and with their peers. But most psychologists will tell you that that's not really where it all begins. Like, a lot of these issues begin because kids have instability in the love from their parents. Like, that's one of the core issues. If you can fix that right there, if you can just understand that right there, then you could correct at least 95% of what's going on with your kids or have prevented it. And if you've already gone that route, you've already done too much of that, well, then start correcting it now. Change the behavior. It's never too late. It's never too late. Like, the health, like your health, you can change someone's entire environment. You take someone that doesn't feel loved and make them feel loved, all of a sudden, guess what? Their whole countenance begins to change. Their whole environment begins to change. So I would encourage you to do that. It's really important. And the stress, based on this study right here, the stress that we're seeing, this is from the American Academy of Pediatrics, these numbers. it's staggering, and it doesn't have to be that way. Like, we have to take responsibility for our kids and the environment. And I mean, you may not see yourself as a leader, but you have to realize that when you became a parent, when you got that title of mom and dad, you were given the title of leader. And you're to lead your kids. Doesn't matter if, like, you think the other parent or partners, whatever's crazy. It doesn't matter if maybe you're a grandparent and the parents are not in the picture. Maybe they've stepped out. If you're a grandparent, this is your second run. Maybe you didn't do it right the first time, but you can do it right now. And maybe you're saying you don't have the energy to do that, and you stick them in front of the device all day long, in front of the TV. Don't do that. Remember, you don't retire. You refire. If God gives you an ability to be a grandparent to your grandchildren and spend a lot of time with them, you need to see that as a gift. You need to see that as a way to influence and impact and give wisdom into those kids more than ever. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience, by the way. I'm Asa. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. You can always call me and send me an email. I'll make it part of the show, asarx.com. But really, you have to do that. Look at that as a second chance as a grandparent to impart your wisdom and life experience and love into these kids. Give your kids an environment of peace and security and stability, no matter what it costs you, no matter what the cost. Put your selfishness aside, because most of the time that's what it is, and give them the environment that they deserve. And you'll cut down on about 95% of the stress that these kids are dealing with. Hands down. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. All right, we've got an email that came in. Cindy wrote in from Montana. She says, what do you do when your energy levels are low? I've gone to my doctor and they said that everything seems fine, but I'm exhausted all the time. What do I do? All right, energy levels. Look, one of my big keys, one of them, is like you have to have energy. Like, I don't care if you don't have abs. I don't care if you're not, you have the perfect body that you want. Like, that's not our goal here. Our goal here is vitality, longevity, energy, performance. Like, that's what I'm all about. So if you have low energy levels and your doctor's done blood tests and they have said everything looks fine, guarantee you there's something not fine. Have them go back and check your vitamin D levels. Have them check your B12 levels. Have them check your ferritin levels, which can indicate a low vitamin C. There's a lot of factors that are hidden that they may not see, but you definitely need to look at that. Now, the hidden one is adrenal function. Ask them to test that.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration shut down a State Department inquiry into whether the coronavirus could have spread out of a lab where the Chinese government was studying coronavirus. The Biden administration reportedly cutting off the inquiry this spring after questioning the legitimacy of the research and ultimately concluding it was a poor use of resources. NIH Director Francis Collins was asked on Capitol Hill by Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy if he knew the Biden administration blocked the probe.
The State Department's fight the prior administration's study? Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
They just fight it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
I just read about it.
At least 9 people are dead in a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The defense is resting in the case against Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant who is charged with first-degree murder in the death of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Tibbetts was brutally stabbed to death back in 2018 and found in a cornfield. Rivera claims on the night Tibbetts went missing, 2 masked armed men got into his house and instructed him to drive his car to Tibbetts' town, where they circled her for a jog. Rivera then saying the 2 masked men killed Tibbetts and instructed him to drive into the cornfield and dump Tibbetts' body there. Mark Eglash is a former prosecutor. He says the story Rivera is telling just doesn't add up.
What the defense is doing is what we occasionally see on a football field. We call it a Hail Mary, yeah. Right? When your back's against the wall, when you're desperate, when you know defeat is inevitable, you got to do something. So he took what he could not dispute, scientific evidence proving her blood was in his vehicle, his confession, video evidence showing him at the scene, and he weaved a story that loosely is based upon the facts.
The jury set to begin deliberating the case on Thursday. Oklahoma AG Mike Hunter is resigning just days after filing for a divorce from his wife following reports of an affair. In a statement from his office, Hunter saying his resignation will begin effective June 1st. The statement saying the move comes as certain personal matters could become a distraction for the office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. This is the Asa RX Experience. Check us out, AsaRx.com. All right, so Alexis is holding with us. Let's go to Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
I have an issue with hair loss. I saw someone in New York City. It's not female pattern baldness. They told me to see the endocrinologist. I have for several years. My thyroid is under control and balanced, but my hair is not growing back. What can I do?
All right, so first things first is you want to get tested for different nutritional deficiencies. When the hair begins to come out, and it's because a lot of times you think first thyroid. Right, so that's like a massive indicator for thyroid, but then blood sugar related issues can cause that as well. There's a lot of different factors and cofactors that can cause hair loss. So there's testing that has to be done, right, to rule things out, to rule them in or rule them out, and that has to be done first and foremost. Now, once that's done, Then we can figure out a game plan. But I would get, first of all, you want to eat and reset the system, get the microbiome clear, make sure the gut's working the right way, because remember, you got to get your gut right before the health will be right. Anytime you have symptoms, you always got to think, okay, what is the body not getting? And it's not as simple as, what foods do you need to eat? And here's why. Because if the microbiome, which is the environment of the gut, if it's not healthy, if it's not working at peak performance, if it's not at its highest level, then you're not getting what you need. Okay? So that's first and foremost. And if that mechanism is not working right, then you're going to have a major issue. So that's what we got to figure out first. And then once you rule out what the deficiencies are, what the body needs, then you can help. Now, just in a simple sense, I mean, obviously, things like biotin can be really good, right? But I'm sure you probably already tried that. Omega-3 fatty acids tend to be a big player in it. And then also, you want to look at vitamin C and collagen. So all of these play a role in your skin, your hair, and your nails. But again, if it's something metabolic, then you're going to have an issue. We're going to need to know what that is anyway. So that's why the testing is important. Like test, and then test again. Like I'm a big fan of always doing that. You've got to test to figure that out. So do that. My point is, get some more testing done. Look for the nutritional deficiencies. See what those are and then let me know. All right? 888-283-7272 is the number. You can give me a call or go to asarx.com. Hey, if you've got our free book yet, have you got it yet? Just go to myfreehealthbook.com. It is the best way to get started. If you're trying to figure out how to get started on this health game and get your journey right and start making better choices for you and your family, the book's a great place to start, but also Healthy University is a great place to start. It's a nine lesson course. It'll take you about 4 to 5 hours to complete it. All small little 2-minute videos that you can watch. You kind of graduate from it, finish it. Pretty amazing. But it is the best way for you and your family to learn. People love learning now. They like watching videos. They like watching on their tablet or their phone. And that's what this is. It allows you to watch in a way where you can take notes, learn something, and really maximize your ability to thrive. That's what we want to help you do more than anything, is to really do well with that. So Healthy University, go to asarx.com. You'll see it there. So, something dear to my heart I want to talk about, and that's kids and obesity. So kids and obesity is a big deal. We're seeing it now more than ever. 42% among teens right now are not active after school. They're saying now that a lot of the overweight issues with kids is due to inactivity. So the video games and not being active and not playing that much, sitting all the time, being on their phones, you know, watching movies and TV, you know, Netflix and chill, right? That whole thing. So they did a study at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, and they found this. They found that just the data recently between 12 and 17-year-olds, they are finding that the body mass index, which is kind of that gold standard of if you're overweight or not, is up by 60% right now with teenagers. And it's because of the lifestyle. So, again, this goes back to parents really making an impact for their kids, and it goes back to parents helping to make the right choices for their kids. We have to make the right choices for them, which means feeding them the right kind of foods, making sure they're engaged in activity, not letting them sit in front of the TV and playing games and being on their device all day long. All that has to stop. Like, don't be lazy parents. Like, I'm just telling you, we can't be lazy as parents. We have to step up and do that for our kids. So something you can do is plan an activity. Like, if you work until 5 o'clock, can't get home, I understand that. But plan an activity. Like, for you, you need to get out and move. You've been sitting at a desk all day for the most part. You know that for every 6 hours you sit, you take, like, I think it's 7 years off your life if you do that consistently. Think about that. Like, I don't want to take those years. I got a lot of living to do. I don't want the sitting and the inactivity to do that. So don't do that to your kids. Really put an environment together for them so they can thrive. That's a big, big deal and something really dear to my heart. We have to take care of our kids and provide that environment. So just create some kind of activity. Maybe you go out in the yard and throw baseball with them. Maybe you go outside and take a walk. You go ride bikes. You do something active with them. It's raining outside. Maybe you go take them somewhere and do something cool and fun. Go to the mall and walk around and buy them a little something. But get out and say, we're going to go walk. We're not going shopping. And then at the end of that, get them something for going with you. But you get them out and you walk. Talk to them about their day. Instead of sitting on the couch and talking to them about their day, do that in a walk. Go outside. Do something like that. Do something engaging with your kids so that you're being active and you're doing something that's beneficial for both of you and your health. That is a great way to go. Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to the phones in just a second. And make sure to call in, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're going to go to that in just a minute. One of the things that is super important when it comes to your health, and I want to jump in and talk about it, is the fact of the way that you eat at nighttime. This is a topic that I get hit with a lot. Should you eat your last meal at 6 o'clock and then fast until you go to sleep and until the next morning? For weight loss, that's kind of been an old adage, and they've said, oh, that's definitely the way to do it. My personal opinion is that I think it's good to eat before bed. That's just my own personal opinion for it all. I think you should eat before you go to bed because it does a couple of things, especially proteins and fats. You want to do proteins and fats before you go to bed. Because what that'll do is it will stabilize blood sugar while you sleep. It'll give you a steady form of the proteins are called amino acids, if you've never heard that name before. And amino acids are really good because what they do is they'll stabilize your muscle tissue as you sleep. And stabilizing your muscle tissue as you sleep is a big deal. Like, you want to make sure that you're doing that. Because as a person sleeps, that's when the body's repairing and regenerating. Right, you've heard those terms? So you want to make sure you got the right kind of nutrients going in. And the fats help stabilize blood sugar too. But what I like about the fats, a little bit of fat in your body while you sleep, is it cuts down the release time. So whenever you eat fats, you slow down the digestion process. And when you do that, it's good because, I mean, while you're sleeping, you want a steady flow of nutrients. Now, there's another theory that you don't want to do that you don't want to do it like that. You want to actually be fasting, and then you increase your growth hormone while you sleep, and your hormones can increase. Well, yeah, the growth hormone can increase if you do it that way, and that's an anti-aging benefit, no doubt. It increases longevity, but on the flip side is it increases cortisol heavily, and cortisol tears down muscle tissue and helps to store body fat. So there's a mechanism that you're working with both. So you kind of want, if you can do the protein and the fats, the reason that can work and still increase growth hormone is it doesn't impact blood sugar. The more you can stabilize blood sugar from doing anything, whether it goes up or down, the more you're going to increase the right kind of hormones. So I am a eat before you go to bed guy. And we teach that to our clients, our patients, and we teach that to everybody in our system, in our coaching system. So I'm a big fan of eating. I've done it. Gosh, 20 years I've eaten before I go to bed. And I used to eat the wrong thing before I went to bed, for sure, especially when I was gaining a bunch of weight, powerlifting, and bodybuilding. But now I eat the right kind of foods. Usually I eat eggs before I go to bed. And that's kind of my go-to because the choline helps your brain repair at night, and it's got fats in the yolk and protein in the egg, so you're getting a little bit of everything. That's a great time to eat eggs is before you go to bed. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to that website. Go to asarx.com. If you haven't got Healthy University, you need to enroll. It is the premier course on how to live healthy. Like, you can read my book. That's great. That's an intro. But Healthy University is a deep dive. It will help you and your family more than anything. That's what I recommend to everybody. Now, coming up, I've got more questions about your health. Don't go anywhere. But I just want to dig in a little bit on the Foundational Four. People ask me all the time, what supplements do I need on a regular basis? They're the Foundational Four. This is what I've been preaching on forever. But you need these four supplements at your kitchen table, no matter what. Everybody in the family should be taking them, because these are the four nutrients that we do not get in our food. You got to have something to support all your vitamins and minerals. You've got to have something that will support the gut bacteria and the microbiome and the flora. Got to have something to hit the right kind of fatty acids, and you got to have something that will help to process and digest your foods. So these are the foundational four. We have them on the website. Go to acerx.com and you can get those. But the foundational four, that is the key. This is going to give you everything that you need that your food is not giving you. And let me tell you something. I don't care how organic the food is, we're still depleted and not getting what we need. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Asa RX Experience. I'm Asa, here with you. So glad you're with us. Now, give us a call, 888-283-7272, or go online, go to AsaRX.com. All our social media at AsaRX TV, at AsaRX TV. If you want to join me, Instagram, YouTube, all those great platforms, we're on it. Every day for you, just to give you the help that you need, whatever you're struggling with, we want to help you. We want to help you walk through it, no matter what, okay? Let's get on the phones and go to Ron. Hi, Ron. Welcome.
I'm a diabetic, well, somewhat of a recent diabetic, maybe 2 years. And I notice when some people are diabetics, they gain weight, but it looks like I'm losing weight. And I don't know what's that really from. I do what they tell me, you know, eat certain foods. But, I mean, does that happen a lot? Even if you're diabetic, you can lose a lot of weight?
Yeah, so here's the deal with that. Is with diabetes, well, first of all, Ryan, let's reframe something, okay? Let's reframe what you call yourself. You're Ryan, okay? So that's your name. You're not Ron the diabetic. You're not Ron the guy that has diabetes. You're just Ron. So you need to drop that concept of associating diabetes with you. Like, you're not Ron. I don't like that. You're not, you know, it's not Bill the heart disease person. You're just Ron. You got a health challenge. It's called diabetes. Okay? So the body's gotten to the point where it doesn't handle insulin well. That's all this is. That's all it is. So you got to come up with a new way of how to eat and how to do and how to give your body what it needs so it can function in the right way. Right? So that's what we got to do. We got to focus on that and focus on getting your body working in the right way. How do you do that? All right, so the losing weight, gaining weight, whatever, those are all parts of diabetes. And you know, again, this is the not so fun part because there's issues with that. But to lose the weight or gain the weight, this is all about insulin management and blood sugar management in the body. This is what's going on in the pancreas. So the first things first is, remember, you got to get your gut right. If you want to get your health right, you start with your gut, right? That's number one. Get your health right, you got to start with the gut. Get your gut right, you'll get your health right. So with diabetes, what do? Obviously, that's an eating condition that your body's not getting what it needs. So you start with giving your body the right kind of fuel. And you got to eat with diabetes. You got to keep your blood sugar stabilized. That's the number one goal. So you're going to want to eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and veggies, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those healthy fats will make a tremendous difference in your goal. Because you can't, like with diabetes, you have to manage and get the right kind of nutrition in, or it's the whole thing's not going to work right. So you have to eat lean quality proteins and healthy fats and carbs at the same time. but they have to be the right kind. So that's what I would do is I'd focus on that and making sure you're getting about 5 to 6 meals spread out about every 3 hours throughout the day. And don't miss. Like, no matter what you've got going on in your life and your lifestyle, don't miss. Like, don't allow yourself to, on these foods, to not, like, to just to skip meals or something. You can't do that. Your blood sugar depends on it. Like, you have to focus in and do the right kind of foods on a regular basis. Super important. All right. Now, as far as what you drink, you're going to want to drink water and tea. Those are your two primaries. Unsweetened tea. You can add some stevia to it, monk fruit to it. But those are the drinks of choice that you want to do throughout the day. You can add lemon to the water and some stevia if you like lemonade. But don't do sugary drinks. Don't do fruit juices for the most part. Okay, most fruit juices is just too much. You want to do the natural fruit in its original state. And that's the best way to do it. The other thing is to make sure that you get plenty of exercise with diabetes. And again, losing weight is just about increasing calories. So you've got to figure out your macronutrients. And again, if you need help, there's a formula for that. And if you need help, our coaches, our health coach providers, they can do that for you. Okay, we've got a whole team of health coach providers that can help you. You know, they're doctors and come from various specialties that can help you do that. We can balance out your macronutrients, your micronutrients, and get you going in the way you need to. But there's a formula for that. There's a reason. Don't ever let just going to the doctor and them saying, well, we don't see anything, and they send you home. Don't let that be the final answer. There has to be more than just that. Okay? Because you need to have more than that done, and it's just a big deal. So I would encourage you along the way to make sure you do that. Now, go to Healthy University, and I would encourage you to enroll in that. Either that or get with one of our providers, because the losing weight thing is got to be corrected. Now, it could be a lot of things. I mean, there's things like chromium picolinate. There are supplements you can use. Vanadyl sulfate has been used in great results. Using cinnamon on your foods to stabilize blood sugar is another good tool. But there's a reason that you're losing weight, and a lot of times it can be in the microbiome in the gut. Getting that clear, remember, the gut right, you get the health right, you get your gut right. Getting that clear is the first step. That's where I would start. I would start there first and then build a solid game plan from there, okay? But keep me posted on how it goes. I mean, we're here for you no matter what. Make sure your fluid intake is strong. Get some lab work done that will show what your different nutritional deficiencies are, the good levels, the bad levels, and everything in between. And also, it'll give you a roadmap. You don't ever build a house without a blueprint. The blood work is the blueprint. It gives you the roadmap of what's going on inside your body for the physiology. And then tests like x-rays and MRIs will give you the test that you need and the picture that you need of what's going on with the structural side of your body. So from a mobility perspective, you can get done whatever you need done. That is the ultimate key to your longevity and to you winning this game. Okay? That's the key. Nothing else. And just remember, it's what you do every single day now. I appreciate you following everything we talk about here on the show, but you've got to have that roadmap and it be strategic and we not just take bits and pieces. All right? Thanks so much for that call. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producers, Lyle Valentine, also Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience, helping you reach your potential and become the best version of you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.